Jacks.
Night at the Roxbury.
Closer to them than damn Thelma and Louise.
Your 5 o'clock hour, by the way, on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. You know, your update there, Valero, it's a little misleading because you say that Ian Rappaport says that if the Saints lose Teddy Bridgewater to the Dolphins, you can expect New Orleans to target Ryan Tannehill. But then Pro Football Talk says, source on the possibility of the Saints signing Ryan Tannehill, quote, no way.
Well, I guess you got to trust one of the sources, man. I trust Ian Rappaport.
Okay, but there's no way. I'm going to go with no way on that. Think it through here. Think it through.
I am thinking it through. Jeff Ireland was the general manager who drafted Tannehill, and he works with the Saints. Of course he wants him.
And he saw no success with Ryan Tannehill.
Nah, he didn't have a fair shot.
Didn't he get fired?
Nah, maybe.
To be honest, to me, it doesn't make sense for the Saints.
There's no chance. You wouldn't go from Teddy Bridgewater to Ryan Tannehill as your backup for Drew Brees.
Why not? Knock it off. Okay, I'm just asking, why not?
Update it for 6 o'clock.
I don't do the 6 o'clock updates.
Well, do it anyway and update it.
Okay.
But if Tannehill's the best thing on the pile, you grab him.
If Tannehill's the best thing, NFL should fold.
What? What are you talking about? Tannehill is going to be on a team. He's going to be one of the best backups or one of the lower tier starters in the league next season.
All right.
I know you don't like it, but it's the truth.
He'll be a backup somewhere. But I'm sorry. You name for me the fan base that gets excited when they hear Ryan Tannehill's coming their way. Nope.
The Jags.
Wrong.
The Jags would have
Wrong.
Been. Yeah, they would.
No.
Somebody with a terrible quarterback.
No. If you've lived through a terrible quarterback, you don't want another one.
But we've talked about this. I don't think all the NFL cities feel the way about Tannehill we do.
Probably
not. We were too close to
Probably not. You're actually probably correct. Because it's not like you say, you don't really think of a bust in terms of Ryan Tannehill. You think of, Jamarcus Russell or Ryan Leaf.
Where if, let's say, we don't know nothing about Tannehill. Let's just say, hey, Tannehill's coming down here. You know the first thing we do? We're going to go to his – I'm going to Google Ryan Tannehill stats, game logs. I'm going to look and I'm going to be like, right under 70% completion? Wow. More, touchdown to interception ratio is pretty good. He was always leading the team to 500 or better, one playoff run. Hell, let's put some weapons around him. You can make a hell of a case. The funny thing, a team is about to make a case to their fan base when Tannehill comes in. Whenever this is, if it's June, when they owe him that money, whenever it is, a team is going to make a hell of a sale for Ryan Tannehill. And I actually can help him because I was the conductor of the Tannehill train for 4 years. I can make a Tannehill case now.
Bro, you just made it sound. Brada, listen to this.
Brada.
Brada, you just said for things positive.
Yes.
One playoff run. A playoff run.
A playoff run.
Stop making
What about those teams
stop.
That haven't had any playoff runs?
Who are they? They're the Dolphins.
There's a bunch of other teams out there not doing nothing.
Breda. Broda.
Broda. You're acting like all these teams are set up to win. Teams been garbage for years.
Who?
The top six teams right now.
But I'm just saying, like,
lined up. Boom,
Jacksonville.
Boom, boom.
They've had a playoff run recently. Minnesota, New York. Like, I'm telling you, the Dolphins.
And now with the Browns.
Although the Dolphins did have that playoff appearance a couple seasons ago. So
16.
I got to take that.
But even
back.
The Browns, where that's the name pops out in your mind.
Yeah.
We know what they've just done in free agency where we believe, like, the Browns are now, what is it, number four in winning the Super Bowl? They're the fourth favorite in winning the Super Bowl this year.
Which is crazy.
But they have a roster.
The Raiders have released Jordy Nelson.
Wow.
That's interesting.
So they have to bring somebody in to help out AB.
So the Raiders have released Jordy Nelson.
To be honest, he was not the same since that knee.
Why not send him back to Green Bay? I'm sure Aaron Rodgers would love to.
I would say it's a team on his list.
Yeah.
If I was his agent, that'd be the first team I call. Because you have Devontae. And
That's why you'd bring Jordy Nelson back in a heartbeat.
They bring him back. But I don't know if you – he's not any big money. He just can't – after that knee injury – because I had – it's funny, I'll say it. Fantasy football made me follow Jordy Nelson because my whole thing was he's going to go be a star in Oakland. He just wasn't that guy. I think that knee injury took him out of what he could be.
How's our game going, Falero? We have some fake money on a over.
Memphis is winning 65 over Tulane, 44. 15
Tulane?
Minutes left. Yeah, Tulane. I'm saying it right.
And how much time is left?
15 minutes.
And how many points have been scored total?
Oh, 109.
And we have the over at 155?
Yes. So we need 46 more points.
All right.
Defense got to let down.
Golden Tate has agreed to terms with the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that solves the subtraction of Odell.
But I was going to say, are they trying to solve the problem? I thought they were trying to tank.
Maybe not.
You don't try to solve the problem that you're creating on purpose. That's what. You know what else made me think about it, talking about Jordy Nelson in Oakland? I heard Stephen A. Smith and
Max
Kellerman talk today, and Teddy Bruschi was on with them talking about A.B., talking about A.B. getting his money. Teddy Bruschi was saying players overall, in general, he was saying players concentrate more on winning championships than their financial stability. If you think that, you are crazy.
That's crazy talk.
It is. He was saying, Teddy Bruschi said he's a simple man. He didn't care, but he would make league minimum every. And this is, and Teddy, I said it. Teddy said he would take league minimum if he knew he could win a championship every year. And then Max went back and asked him, what percentage of your nest egg, what percentage of the money you've made would you give back for one more championship ring? 5%, 10%, 15%? And then Teddy got all choke mouthed.
Right.
Oh, well, I've never been presented with that question. A.B., if you saw the picture of him holding his son, I'm going to just explain this to people about A.B. Him holding his son, he has a baby, like a two, three-year-old son. Do they understand that what A.B. just did made the girl that his three-year-old son is going to marry in 25 years, she's set for life. The girl that's two now that's going to marry his three-year-old son, their kids, I'm thinking about a three-year-old son in 20 years, he's set for life off what A.B. did. Do you think A.B. cherishes a Super Bowl ring over that?
Nope.
Where I can set up my kids?
No, it's a flat-out lie.
That's ridiculous.
A flat-out lie. And anyone that expects that of a professional athlete is silly anyway.
That's
like ask me. Would I rather have $5 million a year to host this show or be the ratings champion of the country? I would take the $5 million a year and live in radio Antarctica.
For real?
Why? I mean, why wouldn't I?
To take the everybody says that too, where I call it costume jewelry. And then people kill me on Twitter. Like, it's real. It's worth money. When I call it costume jewelry, I call it that because of the fact that it does nothing for most guys. If you're the Super Bowl MVP, if you're Tom Brady, if you're Dan Marino, a quarterback, that position, that realm, that Hall of Fame realm, it could put you over the edge in arguments. But to be honest, do you think Dan Marino lost out on that much money or lost out on that much respect by not winning a ring?
No. It's something that you have in the holster whenever you want to argue with someone, whenever Shaq wants to argue with Charles Barkley. It's something in the holster, but in the grand scheme of things. Unless you're a multiple-time champion and it was because of you.
But their legacy's already written.
Right, but if you're, Barkley or Marino, they could never be in the argument for greatest of all time, right? Because they don't have a single ring. But when you've got, LeBron with three rings looking to challenge Michael, but there's six rings, then you get into rings where maybe that matters then. But otherwise, it doesn't matter.
But it's funny when you get to that conversation, and this is what always happens. Name a guy that has multiple championship rings that is in that conversation that's not already worth $100 million. Because they were so good that the money came.
Right.
And the championships were a byproduct. People get real mad when I talk about it in this fashion. It is not that big of a deal to win a championship. It's cool to have a ring. It's awesome to have your plaque up. That's wonderful. But that's an extra $100,000. The Super Bowl gives you that actually can pay your bills. And then let's think about the third string guard on the Patriots this year.
the guy that's probably going to get cut this next camp coming up. He has that ring. When he goes back to Uka Flumka, Alabama, and his mom can't pay her rent, what's that ring going to do for him?
They could sell it on Letgo.
But you know what? Then it goes right back to making money, and that's what it's about. People that say money should not be that important to athletes, y'all don't have jobs? Like, why do you wake up in the morning if money's not that important? Why do you have a job if there's no ring at the end? That ring stuff, the best of the best of the best start talking about ring chasing and ring counting, but they're already the best of the best of the best. Give me a backup guard that talks about ring counting. They're not in a situation to talk about ring counting because they're still chasing a check trying to set up their kid's life. It's so ridiculous when I hear that argument.
A.J. McCarron has been released by Oakland.
He'll do for us what we want to get done.
But why would you go get A.J. McCarron when you have Jake Rudock and Luke Falk? To me, you're set. I'm pretty sure the Dolphins are set.
You've been saying it for weeks now. Ride it on out.
Why not?
You have to have the look of addressing problems.
We went after Tyrod Taylor. We went after Teddy Bridgewater. Didn't work out. But you know what? We're pretty excited about the quarterbacks we have.
Easier said than done, brada. Chris Greer has
brada.
To answer.
Let me ask you a question, brada. That's at the press conference.
He can't release a statement. He's going to have some follow-ups behind.
Does Jake Rudock have any starts? Does he have any NFL starts?
I don't think so.
Valero?
I'm on it.
I think it would be great if you knew it offhand. Let me see here. That's Jake Rudock.
That's the funny part about tanking. Is that it's funny, people, I think Omar tells a joke where it's like the Fight Club. When you're tanking, you can't say the word tanking. You can't talk about tanking when you're tanking. That's what I'm kind of getting at. You can't go in and just say, no, we want to win. With those guys? Yeah, well, we did at A.J. McCarron. It's just a little answer to questions.
What did we find out about Jake Rudock?
Still on it. No, I'm just kidding. Three games, but he's 3 of 5, so 24 yards, 1 interception.
3 of 5? 60%, baby.
That is, yeah. 24 yards.
Ain't bad.
All right, so you can't, you really can't say. He was drafted in the 6th round of the 2016 draft. And then the Lions drafted Brad Kaya in the 2017 draft to compete with him. Rudock ultimately won the backup job, but he was not used very much. So.
He beat out.
He's better than Brad Kaya. I say you go with it, man.
you can't.
You go with what got you there. And when I say got you there, I mean to Tankville.
To Tankville. They have to – it's tough to strategically add pieces and try not to get better by adding pieces. It's a weird place to be.
Now, you know what today's date is? March 14th.
Pie
you know
day.
What that is? Pie Day. You are correct.
Oh, hell in math.
Blaze Pizza's 7 South Florida locations are participating in the company's Pie Day. P-I.
Yes.
For people that don't know pie, it's 3.14.
Yiggity, yiggity, flaggity.
Never ends, right?
I think it does.
Or they found an end to it?
I think Neil deGrasse Tyson found the whole
Interstellar.
Number.
On Interstellar, they found the end to pie behind his bookshelf. Blaze Pizza's 7 South Florida locations will be participating in the company's Pie Day celebrations with $3.14 pizzas today available to anyone who downloads the Blaze Pizza app. So there's a dinner idea for you right now. Blaze Pizza has South Florida locations in West Kendall, Davie, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, West Boca, Royal Palm Beach, and Palm Beach Gardens. They've got made-from-scratch dough plus unlimited toppings plus a blazing hot oven, and it all equals fast-fired, perfectly crisp perfection only at Blaze Pizza. So go celebrate Pie Day tonight. Radio.com. Radio.com. Valero.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a conversation on the air last week about you responding inappropriately to texters that are just trying to be friendly downloaders? We love downloads of our podcasts and our on-demand interviews. Like, that's the way our business is really heading. It's not even towards ratings. It's number of downloads. So didn't we have this conversation?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so someone texted in.
I don't have my text line up because, I didn't bring a computer.
Where is yesterday's podcast?
What's a pewter?
I didn't bring my computer.
There you go.
Someone texted in, where is yesterday's podcast? Followed by, are you going to upload yesterday's podcast? And Falero, I think in a very snarky.
Oh, come on.
A very.
Professional?
Not professional. I think it's a very.
Nice. That's the word you're going for, nice.
What'd he say? He's trying to sabotage us.
I said, sir.
Sir. There was a Canes game yesterday during our show, and the guys flew to Dallas, so they weren't on. Hence the reason why there is no podcast. Good day.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's nasty.
No, it's not. It's not
nasty.
That is nasty.
You told me to be polite. That's me being polite. I'm gonna call them sir.
That's polite?
I called them sir. Hence, I said good day.
Hence no podcast.
I have a character limit.
Good day.
I have a character limit.
I mean, who are you? Farnsworth Bentley?
Who?
Good day.
Bro, that is nasty. You're trying to be slick
this,
mouth.
I'm going to say this one more time.
Please.
We get judged on downloads. We are the only station, the only show at the Entercom Miami stable that had over 100,000 downloads in 1 month. We did that in January. So we love for people to subscribe to our podcast. And when you go to the podcast, like that texter did, and it's not there from the previous day, they want to know, hey, where is it? They don't need to be responded to with, hence, no podcast, good day.
What else do you want me to say? Last time you said I was too, I flexed on him. Now I'm too snarky? Come on.
I could try it. Want me to try?
No.
Please.
I'll try. No show yesterday, sir. There was a Canes game. They were in the ACC tournament. I'll have the show up today, and the segments we've already done are up on the podcast site right now.
Why'd you
call by
him,
the
sir?
Way, and by the way, you'll love it. Great segment on blah, blah, blah.
I don't have that many characters. There's a limit to the
Well, how come you had enough characters for hence and good day?
Did you see how I spelled my last name? I spelled it Lero because I couldn't spell Falero on it.
Well, nobody cares about your last name. We're talking about the content.
I wanted to say have a good day, but only good day fat. Fit.
Fat.
Yeah, man, just stop being nasty to people.
PH.
Stop being nasty.
I'm not being nasty,
I got to tell my players this sometimes. There's neutral. And then there's trying to make people feel better.
I don't know who you were talking to or thinking about.
What?
You done tickle, huh?
Because something happened there. It was like Austin Powers where it was like mole.
Fat. What was on your mind, Lero?
What? Not those on my mind, man. I just try to say fit. But
oh, my
I don't
God.
Know.
He's got to be in an uncomfortable spot right now.
Please stop.
Snuck up on him. The big back. But, yeah, there's a difference. And I think people need to hear this. There's a difference between not being nasty and being polite.
Correct.
There's neutral, and then there's trying to make people comfortable. Well, what we're trying to do, Lero, you need to make an effort to make people comfortable. No neutral.
But I wanted to say have a good day. It just didn't fit. So I just said good day. Is that wrong to say good day?
What about hence?
Hence. Yeah, that's a word you use. It's in the English
dictionary. No, you use that to talk down to someone.
No, you
Slick
don't.
Mouth.
Hence,
no.
You're fat.
Okay, there you go.
You know, just explaining. There was no show yesterday explaining why the podcast isn't up.
Did I not explain it to him? I explained it to him.
No, you didn't.
There's a Canes game. It was a Canes game.
We did miss yesterday's show. We watched the Hurricanes basketball game at the airport. I was bummed that we missed yesterday's show because there was so much that happened Tuesday with NFL free agency. But we would have been off today, too, had the Hurricanes won. Unfortunately, they can't seem to hang with Vatek.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where. But that's the end of the Hurricane season. They're not going to make the tournament. Yesterday, we flew from Fort Lauderdale to Dallas, where we are right now. On the airplane, Crowder sat right in front of Patient Zero. Crowder was asking, they come around, they're like, hey, would you like to buy a lunch? He's like, no, I'd like to buy the outbreak suit, though. Do you have
helmet.
You have one of those?
I wrapped my jacket around my head so I wouldn't get sick.
There was someone coughing on the airplane that sounded like they had the croup.
Yes.
I don't even know if the croup still exists, but it did on that plane.
He had it.
These weird, like, long, exaggerated, bass-filled coughs.
And his kids had it, too. And a lot of people don't like to talk about kids. I'll cuss a kid out. And these kids are nasty. They were coughing, too, not covering their mouth. I could feel the air hitting the back of my neck over the seat, kicking my seat, coughing all the time. If your kid is going on a plane, you should have Delsym. You should have Sudafed. You should have some damn throat spray. Have some medicine when you travel with your kid. Don't let your little snot-nosed, sick child sit around and get everybody sick. I was sick of it, and I'm sick of it now. You say, do you want to go to Whataburger? I say, I need to go to a hospital and get checked. I need blood work done.
But we did make it to Whataburger. It was so delicious, man. I mean, we are doing Dallas the right way. Whataburger.
Yes.
And
where are we going tonight?
We're going to go to Papa Do's tonight.
See, I'm excited about this.
We're going to hit Torchy's Tacos tomorrow.
I'm going to check it out. I thought Torchy's was like Taco Bell. It's like a nice restaurant.
It looked like it was nicer. Yeah, we drove by one today.
I can fool with Torchy's if it's decent.
And then we still should go to In-N-Out Burger. I mean, they do have it there. Although, I tell you, that Whataburger's better. It's just better than In-N-Out Burger. You know what? I take that back. I don't want to go to In-N-Out Burger. I want to go back to Whataburger.
Whataburger did that to you?
I am all in on Whataburger. It's a damn good burger. This is a tasty burger. That was a tasty burger.
To wash down this tasty burger.
So we have posted some video while we're here in Dallas on the Instagram page, 560 WQAM on Instagram. You can see Crowder trying the Carolina Reaper wings this afternoon at lunch at where were we?
Boomer Jacks.
Boomer Jacks. And is that right? Boomer Jacks?
Was it Boomer Jacks?
I don't know. And then I've got video on my Instagram page, which is Radio Mark Hockman, of our trip to Whataburger last night. We were pioneers, really. What do you mean?
What are we pioneering?
First time that we had been at Whataburger.
But it's been open for years.
But we were pioneers last night. It was
what, our families?
I think Crowder ordered better than I did yesterday, too.
I did.
So what I wanted to do was I didn't want – this is a great thing. We go and we're at the rental car counter. And, you know, Fox sends us out here to Dallas, and they set us up for us. So normally, you know, when we go to Vegas for fights, we just take Ubers or cabs wherever we're going. Well, they set up a rental car for us because the hotel's not necessarily near AT&T Stadium, and you got to get around. So we're at the rental car counter. Now, I have a shtick I do. I always say I'm doing a radio show at all times. My bits are working. So I'm getting the rental car, and I say to the lady at the counter, I'm like, hey, you ever been to Whataburger? Oh, yeah, I've been to Whataburger. Oh, what's a good thing to order there? That's just one of my little shtick things. What's a good thing to order there? This is unbelievable. Am I right?
She had the answer, boy.
She had the answer. She goes, I don't go too often. I hear the number one is good.
It was dead serious.
The number one is good. Well, of course the number one is good. It's a burger with, it's the number one.
The company's decision to make this their signature meal.
This is our most often ordered meal. We'll just call it the one.
She wasn't joking.
She was not joking.
Loaded up, but I respect her for it.
She totally was not joking. So when we got to Whataburger last night, the one was a single burger, so I got the double burger. I went number two, but I didn't really put anything on it other than what comes on it because I wanted to keep it true to Whataburger. I wanted to get the experience. You had on yours, you got bacon, yeah, and you had jalapenos.
Double cheese, spicy ketchup. I had it all.
Have you ever seen that, Filero? First of all, they bring you the food at your table. It's a McDonald's, bro. Like, it is nothing.
Yeah,
like,
I've sat in a Whataburger before. Yeah, they bring you the food.
Yeah, so they bring you the food. Yeah, I will punch you in your face if you talk to me that way. You, hence why I'm going to punch you in your face, sir.
Good day.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
With what?
Okay, Broberg, I see what you're doing.
That's not necessary.
Have you seen those? So they come around, they go, hey, do you want ketchup? And if you say, yeah, they magically have a tray with, like, ketchup packets.
I don't know if it's magic, but I got you.
It was kind of magic, wasn't it? I didn't expect it.
It was in her left hand.
Our food was in the right, and the tray was in the left hand. I don't know if that's magic.
Thought it was magic. It was kind of magical to me.
Well, I got you.
But you could choose, Valero. Did you notice this? Between ketchup, fancy ketchup, or spicy ketchup?
No, I haven't. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get that option either. They only gave that option to Crowder.
And it was weird because the fancy ketchup is in a white little container. The spice is in a black little container, and they just gave it to me.
Right, I didn't even have the option.
We were laughing about it.
How was that spicy ketchup?
I was looking around. It was ketchup with, hot, like, literally it was ketchup with hot sauce in it. Like, it tastes just like that. But why didn't y'all get offered any spicy ketchup?
I was just going to ask, why'd they offer you it?
I don't know, man. I think it might have been racist.
Somebody texts in, you lost your effing mind, Hawk. In-N-Out Burger is way better. Damn burger amateur.
Hmm.
Let me remind you, sir, I once had a burger named after me. It's called the Hockman Burger, so don't call me a burger amateur.
Funyuns.
Hey, don't flex on him. He's our podcaster, okay?
Hey, listen. He's not our podcaster if he's listening live and responding to what goes on right now.
That's a good point.
He's only a podcaster if he's responding to something that happened yesterday.
He wants us to fail.
No,
I don't want you to fail.
I am on your team, yes.
Somebody says the taquito.
Oh, yes. What's going on, Broberg?
Look
at Valero so excited. Taki, taki.
There's the remix. I have a gift, man.
He yelled out, yes. Did you see how excited you were?
Taki, taki.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to hear that tomorrow. All right. What the hell were we talking about?
Somebody talking about a taquito.
Oh, somebody texted in. The taquitos at Whataburger are good. I want to get those.
We're not going back.
Oh, we're going
back.
We're
not going back, man.
I'm in control of the rental car.
That's a food place everywhere around here.
We are going back.
I'll grab the wheel.
Do I have any giveaways to do left before
we
end at 6 o'clock, Laro?
We do. Dave & Buster's $50 gift card.
Should we do that in the next segment, or should we do that now?
Let's do it as radio professionals in the next segment, so you could tease it, you know?
All right. So in the next segment, someone is going to win a $50 gift card for Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. Did I cover everything I needed to cover there, Valero?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I mean, you never go to me for this, so.
Because I got so... I got so twisted up in that segment. We ended up on a detour somewhere. I don't know what happened. Hence my confusion at the end of the segment.
You see, it's not
good,
bad.
Good sir.
It's not bad.
Talking like Holmes and Watson to the texters.
Gotta be nicer.
Good sir. What should we do here, Valero?
Maybe break, huh?
Okay, come right back after this. Radio.com. I think the Ghetto Boys are from Dallas, aren't they?
I don't know.
Are you playing them because they're from Dallas?
No, I just like the song.
Aren't they from Dallas?
I don't know.
I mean, this is your realm, man. This is a little older than me.
Hold on.
It's crazy that you know stuff like that.
I'm telling you.
Nobody really knows where artists are from.
They're from Houston.
Sometimes you do.
They're from Houston.
Houston.
With Paul Wall, your buddy.
From the Wizards.
It's so damn silly.
We are sweating out a bet
not
right
anymore.
Now.
Rob Pizzola. We're not sweating it out anymore.
What happened? We lost?
The game's over, yeah.
So how many was the total?
The total, we had 155. The total was 150.
Oh, killer.
That's not that close.
Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, told us when he was on with us at 3 o'clock that there was a Memphis-Tulane game starting at 3:30, take the over, and it did not hit the over. And you said they went cold at the end?
Yeah, they were on track to beat it, and then like with like 8 minutes left, like they had a four-minute stretch where it was like nothing was scored.
Well, looks like it's going to be Whataburger tonight, my friend.
I'm going to Papa Do's, man. You can go to hell with that fast food. I can't eat that with you every day.
I was looking at some of the props for next football season that are already listed by Bet Online. How about Cam Wake? How old is Cam Wake?
34, 35, isn't he?
I thought he was older than that.
Let me think. No, he's right. I think we're right.
He's 37.
37.
Ooh, he got me.
He's going to Tennessee. Over-under on sacks for Cam Wake for the season is 7.5. That's pretty unbelievable for a 37-year-old guy.
And you don't know, sooner or later, because it seemed like he slowed down last year. Now, I love Cam to death, but the numbers are going down. I don't know if it has to do with scheme or whatever. So he goes out there to a defensive-minded coach in Vrabel, but I'd stay away from that, Ben. I don't know if he's still Cam Wake that we love or if he's the Jets, Redskins, JT. Remember that, JT? Remember
yeah,
the
yeah,
Redskins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a different guy.
I don't know when. At some point, Cam is going to hit that wall. I don't know where Cam's wall is.
What a different Dolphins roster we are going to have next season. What a different roster.
Drake will be the guy.
Drake will be the offensive
Who's
weapon.
Who's the biggest name? Right now, we don't know. Teddy Bridgewater comes in. I think he might pull some love. But
the biggest name offensively?
Yeah.
Kenyon Drake.
Has to be.
Is it? Like bigger than Kenny Stills, if Kenny Stills is on the team?
Yeah.
Creighton Drake.
We got the over on Creighton Drake.
Creighton Drake.
And even overall, who would you say? Maybe Xavier Howard if we go the full team?
Yeah, I'd say Xavier. He made the Pro Bowl, yeah.
I was going to say, I would venture to say if we find a Dallas Cowboys fan walking around here and ask him name everybody you know on Miami Dolphins roster.
I bet they couldn't name three people.
I think Xavier Howard will pop up because of the fact that he's in the Pro Bowl and that. But other than that, they might still say Gore. Isn't Gore there?
Yeah.
Isn't Wake there? I'm sure Wake will pop up. He's been the guy for years at the Miami Dolphins. All these down years, he's been that name that was still going to Pro Bowl.
Should I give away that Dave and Buster's gift card, Falero?
Yeah, I was just going to remind you.
How come you always say you were just going to remind me?
Because great minds think alike.
What?
Yeah, great minds think alike. We have the same thought process.
I understand that.
Sure doesn't.
5 o'clock hour, by the way, on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. But I've got a $50 gift card to Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. We are going to do our draft watch party there in April. We are going to be there. I'll be there. Crowder will be there. Falero will be there. And we can all watch the draft together. And between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95, $50 at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. We'll give it away to caller 5, Laro.
Nah, let's do 3. Let's change it up, huh?
Caller 5 it is. 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560. Caller number 5 gets $50 at Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood.